court pressure. And Jacob Schaefer will get the inbound. He'll just dribble it right through the pressure up the floor. Stops and pops there from 15 feet. Rattles out, no good. Rebound and the putback up, no good by Wiederquist. And the rebound here to Nottoway Valley. Grantham grabbed that board. He'll throw it right side. A drive by Lamb. Lamb, the kick out back up top to T.J. Bauer. Now right side back to Grantham. Down low, they try to pass it there to Mueller, but he was fronted and they knock it out of bounds. So Nottoway Valley keeps it underneath. Substitution quickly here. Mason Clark coming in, the 6'3 senior, as Dylson Grantham will check out here for Nottoway Valley early. 6:37 left to go, first quarter just underway here. The inbound and the three ball going to be fired up off the mark that time by Flymesser. Rebound on the other side, though, by the Nottoway Valley Wolverines, and they get it and scoop it inside. Bauer, though, lost the handle and has it stolen. Schaefer picks it up off the floor, and he'll bring it back the other way for East Mills. He'll stop and fire a long three on the outside. That's short. Rebound, though, right to the hands of the Wolverines, and they get a foul call. Gabe Barney got that one, tried to go back up, and he's fouled. They'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul going to be whistled against Mason Clark.
Boy, everything challenged here early on. This is a game where if you go inside, you better be prepared for some sort of contact because you're not getting anything easy. Everybody is bodying up inside.
And after that foul, Nottoway Valley chooses to take a 30-second timeout here to talk things over before the free throws. It's a 3-2 early lead here for East Mills. And, yeah, we've had a good pace here back up and down the floor. And, yeah, inside has been tough to get any passes in there so far. We've mostly just seen balls pinballed around and knocked out of bounds down underneath. And that last one, they were able to get the board right there back into the hands there of Barney. And he went right back up and got fouled underneath. And they go to the line to try to make him. So two shots on the way now here for Gabe Barney, the 6-foot junior here for East Mills. They'll step up here to the free throw line. 6:17 left to go in this first quarter. First free throw up and good. One more coming now here for Barney. Second free throw up. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound pulled down here by Mueller, and Nottoway Valley back the other way. It's 4-2 East Mills. Left side pass, Plymesser here on the wing for Nottoway Valley. One dribble down and back out front. It's into the hands of Lamb. Lamb pulls up for a three and hits it. They shift it away from him off of the screen, and he just takes it and rifles it home.
Yeah, the backside screen, they got him clean, gave an opportunity.
Now a tip up the floor, almost stolen away, but East Mills able to hang on to it. Now a drive inside, lost the handle. Schaefer there to pick it up, put it up, no good. Got his own rebound, though. The kick back out goes into the hands of Curran. He'll throw it right side. Here's Barney. He'll step in, jump one up from 16. That's off the mark. Long rebound to Schaefer. East Mills another chance. No, now they throw it away. Curran wasn't looking. They threw it right into him. Knocked off of him, stolen by Nottoway Valley. Back the other way, a three-pointer knocked down by Jackson Lamb again. They were driving inside, kicked it out to him on the wing, and he hits it in transition. 8-4, Nottoway Valley. East Mills back up the floor. Here's Barney now out to Schaefer. They work it out to the left side, and a jumper up and good that time by Wiederquist. Long jumper, and it's now 8-6. Right side pass here for Nottoway Valley. A drive here by Lamb inside. A scoop to pass underneath. It's knocked out of bounds, and I say last touched by Nottoway Valley. East Mills gets it. Delson Grantham will check back into the game as Mason Clark comes back out for Nottoway Valley. Inbound pass now. Schaefer trapped in the corner. Fires a pass up ahead to Curran. Curran, 3-on-2. Nice pass across. Barney underneath. He got hit before the shot. He's going to be foul on the floor here. Foul going to be whistled against Jackson Lamb. That'll be his first, second against Nottoway Valley. Inbound pass for the East Mills Wolverines, and Schaefer dribbled off the side of his foot. It bounced around. He got it back. Nice pass across the lane there to Barney. He stepped in, though. Got away with stepping in, but the shot up and good. And now a timeout going to be taken here by Nottoway Valley. They want a 30-second timeout here once again.
Yeah, that's a couple of times down. Well, East Mills has gotten the ball down on the block and taken two full steps going to the basket without a dribble. And have gotten away with it underneath. This time it turns into points. But it's, you know, this is one of those games. Both of these teams are kind of mid-sized, and they're so athletic and so quick that you look like, when you make the pass down low, it feels like it's going to be open. But by the time the ball gets into the hands of the shooter, it collapses very quickly. So you have to be very deliberate in what you want to do.
And a quick timeout once again here for the Wolverines. They burned up two 30s here early in the game. And now they'll have it here as they bring it up the floor with Bauer. 4:30 left to go here, first quarter. It's tied at 8. Bauer, left side. Now they work it here to Plymester. The lob is a screen around. A nice play ran. The bucket good and a foul call as well as Grantham caught it off the screen and put it home on the lob and got hacked on his way. He'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. That's going to be Michael Story that picks up the foul. Free throw up on the way now here for Grantham. That's off the mark. Rebound by Bauer. He goes up with it and puts it back up and in. So Bauer cleans up the miss, and that trip ends up bringing 4 points to Nottoway Valley as they lead it now 12-8. Now it's Steele. Plymester got in the passing lane. He'll run the other direction, take it himself all the way, and a lay-in good. Back the other direction now. East Mills suddenly finds themselves down 6 points here at 14-8. 6-0 run here quick by Nottoway Valley. And all a three-pointer taken and missed there on the outside by Story. Rebound pulled down here by Nottoway Valley. Bauer will kick it off to Plymester. Back to Bauer. He'll spot up for a three ball. Good. TJ Bauer showing off his versatility, and it's now 17-8, Nottoway Valley. Schaefer with the ball out front now here for East Mills. Schaefer puts it on the deck, drives in, dumps a late pass to Barney, back outside to Curran. Curran going to get a screen, baseline jumper, tough one, but he knocks it down. Great shot there by Logan Curran. That ends the run, and it's now 17-10. Back the other way, Bauer that puts a pass down too low, and it goes off of the legs that time of Caleb Mueller. East Mills will get the ball back. Travis Tupper, the 5'8 senior, will check in now here for East Mills as Story comes out. Also checking in there, Noah Meyer, the 6-foot junior. Inbound pass, they'll go to the right side now here as they get it up the floor. Now a baseline jumper going to be taken. It bounced around and fell back in off the glass there for Noah Meyer. He gets the roll.
He hit everything.
Now back the other way, a quick three is up and good there by Jackson Lamb as he answers right back. He's got three triples here in this first quarter of play. And now a timeout taken by East Mills. They want to take a full timeout. I think they want to prevent that easy outside shot a little better than that trip. 2:36 left to go, first quarter, 20-12, Nottoway Valley on top. We'll take a break. Listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cass Incorporated, we've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We are proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Cass Incorporated, enriching lives every day. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic.
And back here at Atlantic High School, after the timeout taken by East Mills, they will have the basketball here as they bring it back up the floor, trailing now 20-12 after another three a moment ago by Jackson Lamb. Here's East Mills out front. Schaefer will kick it left side. Three ball going to be pulled. A trigger on and splashed home by Travis Tupper. These two teams aren't shy from the outside so far tonight, and it's worked out pretty well for both of them. Here's a drive now by Lamb on the other end. He got into the lane. A tough shot. Missed it. And then the rebound knocked out of bounds by Mueller, so East Mills gets it back. Back and forth we go, and East Mills able to climb back within five and with the basketball here with 2 minutes left to go in this first quarter. Right side, Schaefer, he'll drive. Dumps the pass off. Baseline jumper up again, and this time short by Noah Meyer. And the rebound pulled down by Jackson Lamb. He throws it up the floor. It's knocked out of bounds by Meyer. And Nottoway Valley will keep it. They'll inbound on the far sideline.
Yeah, both of these teams are, you know, not the tallest teams you're ever going to see, but they both play way bigger than their size.
And yeah, both teams are very athletic. They can, a lot of guys that can get in the air pretty high. We've seen that a lot already here. Flymesser out front now here for Nottoway Valley over to Lamb. Guarded closely on the outside there. He'll kick it in the corner here to Bauer. Back up top they go. Mueller, he'll pull the trigger on a three ball. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Curran. Curran will run the other way with it here for East Mills. A crossover against Bauer. Step back. Now he jumps around him, puts a shot up, rims out. Rebound Meyer, put back up and in, and it's good. Nice rebound by Noah Meyer. He's been active since he's gotten in the game for East Mills. Left side now. Here's Plymesser. He has it hit, knocked out of his hands, picked up though by Mueller. He goes right to the rack, missed the shot long, and the rebound by Curran. Here comes East Mills. Curran out front, left side pass. It's over there to Tepper. Up top, Schaefer. Schaefer, kick across, Meyer. Meyer comes back out top now here to Tepper. And the left side they go. A jumper on the way. That's too strong there by Wiederquist, and the rebound to Nottoway Valley. Here's Bauer crossing over. Stops. Gets a shot blocked inside. Rebound taken away now here by East Mills. And they'll come back the other way. Here's Schaefer crossing over into the lane. Floater on the way. Rolls around. No good. Rebound. Put back good. And the foul for Keegan Wiederquist. Foul going to be whistled here against Nottoway Valley underneath. And we're going to have a couple of substitutions here for them as well after that foul.
But Mueller on the foul?
I think it was Mueller. Yeah, it was Mueller. He picks up his first. And now we have the free throw coming here for Wiederquist. Wiederquist up with it and good. Boy, East Mills has been pretty active on the offensive glass here so far. They tie it back up now, 20. 23 seconds to go here in the quarter. Nottoway Valley with it out front. Here's Bauer right at the top. We'll dump it off now. A flat-footed jumper missed there that time by Mason Clark, who had checked back in. Rebound East Mills. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Curran looks up at the clock. Crosses over out front. Now he goes right side all the way in. Lay-in on the run is good. And an inbound and a long heave down the floor is off the mark, and that's going to do it here for our first quarter as East Mills roars back and takes a 22-20 lead here after one. Fun game so far here in this 1A sub-state final. We'll take a break. Back with the second quarter in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wickman Chemical boosts yields and profits on your farm. Contact Wickman Chemical to cover your fertilizer, chemical, grass seed, and tiling needs. For high return, low cost inputs, call Wickman Chemical today. Do you find yourself having concerns about your substance abuse or someone else's? Are you neglecting day-to-day activities because of your use? If so, contact Zion Recovery Services at 712-243-5091, where all of your inquiries are confidential. Peerbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic has over 35 years of continued service with two doctors to fit your needs. They are a complete facility, all in one location, open 6 days a week. Call Peerbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as we go to the second quarter here tonight. East Mills finishes the second quarter, first quarter on a 14-3 run. And they take a two-point lead into the second quarter, 22-20. Nottoway Valley with the basketball here to start this second quarter as they work it off on the left side. They kind of got away from T.J. Bauer the last few minutes of that first quarter. See if they try to work him back in as Jackson Lamb drives. A wild shot down the right side, no good. And the rebound on the backside, though, taken by Plymesser. And he gets fouled underneath. They'll whistle that foul on Logan Curran. That'll be his first. As active and as physical as these teams have been, we've only seen five personal fouls so far in this first part of the ball game. Plymesser to the free throw line, and he misses the first. 0-for-2 from the line so far here tonight for Nottoway Valley. Second try by Plymesser on the way and good. It's a one-point game. 22-21, Nottoway Valley gets the free throw, and they trail by a point here. East Mills with a basketball to the front court. Curran out top, dumps it left side. On the dribble, a Story down low. Wiederquist posting the fallaway jumper, no good. And they can't control the rebound as Gabe Barney lost the handle on the baseline trying to gather that one up, and it's out of bounds to Nottoway Valley. Nottoway Valley with a basketball up the floor as Bauer will bring it ahead. Right side it goes now to Lamb. Lamb off the dribble, harassed out top, lost it momentarily. Now to the left side it comes. Bauer off the dribble, steps across, the duck under, up and in. T.J. Bauer knocks one down, about 15 feet left side on the up and under. And it's 23-22, Nottoway Valley back on top. East Mills, left side, they dump it out. They dump it down low. Wiederquist trying to post. They get it inside, and he banks one home. Keegan Wiederquist inside. That puts Nottoway Valley with a basketball behind again. It's 24-23, East Mills leading. They drive right side. Oh, look at the shot by Jackson Lamb. He went up in the air on the baseline. Looked like he had no shot. He brought it down, flipped it up over the back of his head, and it goes in off the glass for the basket. Foul is whistled against Wiederquist, his first. Count the basket by Jackson Lamb, and he'll get a chance to make it a three-point play. He's had three three-point plays already, but they've been long-range bombs from the outside. This time he's got a chance to do it the old-school way, and he does as he knocks down the free throw. That puts Nottoway Valley back on top, 26-24. East Mills now across the timeline. Curran running the offense out top. The redhead dumps it off left side to Story. Back outside. It's Schaefer setting up for a long three try. It's no good. Front of the rim. Rebound hits the floor. It's picked up there by Mueller. And they'll bring it up the floor. Bauer, right side. They get it into the corner now. Grantham back out on the wing to Plymesser. Now Bauer working the point. Goes right side. Man-to-man defense as they lob it down low. Grantham trying to turn and force his way inside. No good on the shot. Right side. Rebound inside. Taken away by Wiederquist.
Great job by East Mills just keeping the hands up. He knew he was in a tough spot in traffic.
Jacob Schaefer will bring the ball to the front court. Now dump it here near side. Curran going to drive baseline. He's hit from behind as Bauer knocked that one away from him, reaching around the backside. Looked like a lot of arm on that reach. But the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with East Mills. Each team has Wolverines across the front of their jerseys. White jerseys with purple lettering and trim for the Wolverines of Nottoway Valley. If they're green jerseys with white and black lettering and trim for East Mills. Now Wiederquist quickly fires one up from the left elbow that's no good. And the rebound off the floor is grabbed by Nottoway Valley. Bauer front court. His team up by two. Right side Grantham. Long three try from the right side. No good. Rebound inside to Wiederquist. East Mills back the other way. Curran across the timeline. Bauer picks him up on defense. Comes left side, right side of Story. He'll drive to the baseline. Cut off there. Now leaves it back. The duck under is blocked away as Gabe Barney tried to force one down the right side. Went up a little flat-footed. And Delson Grantham says, I'll have none of that.
He did a good job getting by the first two guys, but Grantham in the third one there was all over it.
Swatted out of bounds. It'll stay with East Mills. They look to inbound, still looking to inbound, still, and they finally get it in as Curran cuts across, and now we got a traveling violation. He tossed a pass across to Gabe Barney, who looked like he was going to have a free drive down the left side of the paint, but he bobbled the basketball and walked with it. Should that even be traveling? Because he never had possession of the
really
ball.
Yeah, he really didn't have the ball. Thought he might get away with it.
Right side now, Nottoway Valley has it. On the dribble, it's Lamb in the lane, jumps, heads it over here to the near side. Ducking under once again as Bauer. Quick bank shot is good as he got that one to go.
Curran went down hard on his right ankle and he went to the floor and they immediately blew the whistle.
Logan Curran, the redhead, heads over to the bench now. They're going to have to replace him. He gets up and he hobbles off here to the side. Great crowd here tonight for both sides. Good sized crowds, but vocal crowds here tonight also.
Yeah, they didn't come here to sit on their hands.
No. Noah Meyer back into the ballgame now for East Mills as they check back. He checks back in. East Mills up the floor now as they'll work the ball ahead. here near side. They dump it across the lane. Schaefer underneath, kicks it back out. Wiederquist dribble, spins in the lane. Bank shot pretty strong, no good. Rims out, but the rebound down low, grabbed by Michael Story, and he banks one home. 28-26, Nottoway Valley. Front court, left side, Plymesser, the three try. That comes up short. Rebound taken down low by the East Mills Wolverines, and they'll bring it back. Schaefer to the front court. Schaefer off left side, dumps it out high. Wiederquist goes low. Oh, and stolen away for a moment, and we're going to have a reach-in foul. Lamb reached in and stole it. Then he was stripped by Gabe Barney, and Barney will pick up the foul. That will be his first. Team's fourth. For Nottoway Valley, back into the ball game. Mason Clark, and he'll take the place of Caleb Mueller. 28-26, Nottoway Valley leading. We have 4:20 left in this first half. To the front court. Bauer, here left side, Plymesser into the corner. Nelson Grantham fires it all the way across now. Bauer is going to elevate for the three ball. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, tip high, Plymesser up with it. He'll take it right to the lane and lay it in. Plymesser with the basket. It's 30-26. Nottoway Valley leading. East Mills with the ball. Screen out top. Schaefer goes left. Has the ball stripped. Lamb got a hand on it. Bauer up with it. He'll run it up the floor and finish on the other end with a lay-in. T.J. Bauer with a basket on the run. 32-26 the score. Nottoway Valley. East Mills back front court. Right side, Wiederquist, well outside the circle, dumps it in high. The quick turn and shot off the back iron is tapped out. No good on the shot attempt by Noah Meyer. He'll take it back down the lane. Quick shot, no good. Now the ball loose underneath, and we got a push and a foul down low. The foul whistle against Plymesser. That'll be his first. He bumped Gabe Barney from behind as he was trying to corral that ball off the floor. Ball belongs to East Mills. Neither team anywhere near the bonus yet. That's just the fourth team foul on the... Well, just say the Wolverines, because each team has three, or has four right now. Long inbounds, Wiederquist out top. Now Schaefer. He'll go left side to Story. Off the dribble, he'll drive to the basket and bank one in. And Michael Story, I don't think he thought it was going to be that easy.
Yeah, the sea kind of parted for him that time.
32-28, Nottoway Valley leading. Lamb now right side. The one-hand floater on the run baseline, no good. Wiederquist the rebound for East Mills. Here comes East Mills, the green team on the run. Schaefer right side, the long toss. He elevates and banks one home with a right hand. The soft banker makes it 32-30. Nottoway Valley leads by two. Bauer, quick pass, inside's tipped away, but picked up by Clark. He'll feed it out. Grantham the three ball, no good. Rebound Lamb, he spins, curls, bank shot too strong. Rebound inside to East Mills. Schaefer up with it. Chance to tie this trip up the floor with 2.5 left in the second quarter. Schaefer stops outside. He'll look for some help now as he dribbles back out top to reset the offense. He's picked up by Lamb off the dribble. Nothing there. Turns, feeds it out. Right side it comes. Wiederquist, baseline. He'll curl, step across. Now the fall away. Up and good off the glass.
That's how you use the glass.
We're tied at 32 with 2:08 left to go in this first half. Elbow jumper, left side. T.J. Bauer off the crossover. Jumps one in. And it's 34-32 Nottoway Valley. Back and forth we go. East Mills back to the front side now. Schaefer out top. He'll look for Wiederquist here on the right wing. Wiederquist gets a screen from Barney. Now drives lane. Oh, he lost the ball. Oh, it rolls right to Noah Meyer, who lays it in underneath. And we're tied at 34. Nottoway Valley basketball out top. Bauer gets a screen. Looks for help and leaves it for Lamb. Jackson Lamb, right side, hesitates, now drives to the baseline, cut off. The feed back out top is grabbed by Clark. Clark with it, Plymesser, now left side, elevating for the three ball, no good. As Bauer saw nothing inside, decided to try the three, and he missed it. Rebounded by East Mills, and they have a chance to take the lead. East Mills out top with it is Schaefer, just over a minute to go in the half. Back outside, Wiederquist. Now Wiederquist is going to stand out near the center circle, and they may just decide that enough is enough. Let's catch our breath here. We're under a minute to go here in this first half. Wiederquist across now to Barney. It's Wiederquist in the center circle with him. Now Schaefer. Down to 45 seconds left here in this first half. Cross it goes now to Story, Schaefer, and now Wiederquist again. And Schaefer in the center circle. Nottoway Valley trying to apply some pressure, stretching that zone. They try to bump, and now that we got a foul call outside, it's going to be whistled against Nottoway Valley as Schaefer got a little too close to that center line, and he tried to curl and dribble out of some traffic. Jackson Lamb bumped him and picks up the foul, his second.
A couple of substitutions down low here for Nottoway Valley as well here at the end of the half. Mueller comes back in along with Nathan Andrews coming in there.
Under half a minute to go here in the second quarter, and East Mills throws it away. Pressure outside by the Wolverines creates the turnover as Schaefer throws the pass too tall and out of bounds in front of the student section for Nottoway Valley.
I was looking for Tupper over there, but just launched away over his head.
20 seconds left in the half. Nottoway Valley with the basketball. We're tied at 34. And they will hold for the final opportunity. Bauer out top, down to 10 seconds. Now starts forward, gets a screen, goes left, looks inside, it's not there. Now he throws the ball away. It's loose, picked up now by Lamb. 3 seconds, left side it goes. Plymesser sets up for the three. It's no good, and that will run out the clock. Well, the way this first half is gone, it's only fitting that the two teams are all square here at halftime. We've reached intermission. 34-34 your score. Nottoway Valley and East Mills all even in this 1A sub-state final as the two teams head to the locker rooms to talk it over. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Let their professional staff help you in properly pricing your home, showing it, and getting the best offer for you. Let them do the detail work for you. For the best in service, call Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Second Street Transmission and Repair, specializing in engine and transmission rebuilding and replacement. They also offer complete air conditioning service, recharging, retrofitting, and parts replacement. Second Street Transmission and Repair at 305 West 2nd Street in Atlantic. Schrader Family Dental at 411 Poplar Street in Atlantic is serving the Atlantic and surrounding areas for all your family dental needs. Give Schrader Family Dental a call at 712-243-6545.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at halftime. These two teams going tooth and nail at each other up and down the floor. It's been a fun game.
Yeah, this has. You know, we haven't had the chance to see East Mills yet here this season, and I'm impressed. They're a fun team to watch. They really get up and down the floor and have a lot of players that play larger than their size. They don't have a lot of size out there, but seems like every time a ball's up in the air, they've got a green jersey flying in trying to get the rebound, and they've had a ton of offensive rebounds here in this first half to help out their effort. And Nottoway Valley much the same way. They've got a lot of athletic kids out there that can really, you know, do some damage once they're going towards the basket because they can get up in the air. And, of course, you got a dynamic player like Bauer to help lead the charge. And this is fun. And both teams trading blows here so far.
It really has. And I'm trying to think of the right words to explain the defense. Defenses have been, I guess, controlled aggression. I mean, everybody's going hard. When the ball is on the floor, everybody's going hard after it. When the ball's up in the air, everybody's going hard after it. It's been very aggressive by both of these teams defensively, but controlled enough that neither team got anywhere near the bonus here in the first half. And I don't think it's a matter of the officials aren't calling fouls. I just think the kids are pretty skilled and pretty smart right now, and nobody wants to put themselves in that position toward the end of the ball game where you're having to sit and watch the rest of it because of foul problems.
Yeah, it's an interesting balance because you see teams that are, you know, that aggressive the way that they look out there on the floor, the way they're playing, you would think there'd be those fouls racking up, but they've been under control for the most part. You know, it's you can be explosive without being wild and running into people, and that's what it's been here so far. Both teams have kind of picked their spots and been in good position, too. I mean, most of the time you've seen a team get a rebound, especially on an offensive rebound, they've just been in the right spot at the right time and haven't been largely contested. So both teams doing a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, it has been a fun game to watch. If you haven't watched a lot of high school basketball this year, this would be a good one to see because it's up and down the floor. Two very skilled basketball teams. And you know, sometimes you get teams with a lot of size inside, and the game can slow down a bit. Everybody tries to push the ball in, but these two teams, boy, they're aggressive outside. They're not afraid to stretch the defense. They're looking for steals and opportunities to get easy baskets on the other end. It's It's like watching a hockey game, darn near. It's up and down the floor. It's fun. It's been fun so far. We're at halftime, 34-34, East Mills, Nottoway Valley, all even here tonight. Take a timeout, so we'll get you some numbers in just a little bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Carly Drug and Avoca, featuring the Total Home Health Care Plan and Carlton Greeting Cards. Look for the Bright CD Family Daily Cash Specials at Carly Drug and Avoca. Othout Farm Supply on Highway 83 west of Atlantic is your local Nutrien feed dealer with research-proven feeds, feeding programs, and animal care products for your livestock. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould's submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines. Trenching backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tonight for this Class 1A sub-state final here this evening. The winner goes to the state basketball championships in Des Moines. So a lot at stake here tonight for these two basketball teams. This is what they've played the entire season for. Take a look at coming up on Monday, we've got more basketball for you here on KJAN as Chris and I will be at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll be courtside to watch a first-round game in the Class 1A Girls State Basketball Tournament, a quarterfinal round game, as Adair Casey will face off against Burlington Notre Dame. It's the Bombers versus the Nikes.
The Nikes, huh?
They're named after a smelly shoe. I have no idea.
The victories.
I did not know that, but that's I looked it up today. They are the Nikes. So it'll be the Nikes and the Bombers coming up on Monday in a first-round state basketball tournament game. Each team making their second-ever appearance in the state basketball championships. For Burlington Notre Dame, their first was last year. For Adair Casey, their first was 22 years ago, back in 1992. It's been a while for them. It should be a lot of fun. Again, that'll be a 3:15 start time as the scheduled tip time for that ball game. We'll be on the air at 2:30 with an extended pregame show to get you ready for that basketball contest on Monday. That's Adair Casey versus Burlington Notre Dame in Class 1A Girls State Tournament Basketball. Again, that's coming up Monday afternoon here on KJAN. Take a look at some of the numbers here for the first half for you for these two basketball teams. For East Mills, they've really spread things around quite a bit. Seven different players have scored here in the first half. Nobody in double digits. Keegan Wiederquist has 9 to lead the team, but Logan Curran's got 7. 6 points for Noah Meyer coming off the bench. Also 4 points for Michael Story. 3 each for Travis Tupper and for Gabe Barney. And Jacob Schaefer has 2 here in the first half. They're 2 for 3 from the free throw line. On the other side for Nottoway Valley, just 4 players have put points on the board here in the first half. T.J. Bauer has nearly half of them. He's got 15 first-half points to lead all scorers tonight. And Jackson Lamb's having a good first half. He had a trio of threes in the first quarter. He's got a dozen points here at intermission. Zach Plymesser with 5, and Delson Grantham has 2 here in the first half. 2 of 4 from the free-throw line for Nottoway Valley here in the first half of play. And fouls are not an issue right now for either one of these basketball teams. It seems like Nottoway Valley has made some moves. East Mills got a small lead early, a couple of points, and Nottoway Valley jumped out. East Mills would rally back and tie, then Nottoway Valley would make a run, and East Mills would come back and tie. It just seems like East Mills has been playing from behind, having to use a lot of energy to get caught up at different times. You just wonder if that'll wear a team out over time.
Yeah, they have been the team that's had to make that kind of comeback here a couple of times in the first half of play, but I think largely it's been the runs that the two teams have made have been sparked by maybe a long shot in there in between. We've seen some transition threes for Nottoway Valley, and that's been when they've started to take advantage and take leads. And then East Mills has done some of the same things, getting some outside shots to kind of rally back into it. So if that goes cold for either team, I'm sure that will be a problem for them. But otherwise, it's just kind of going back and forth between each other. I don't know that you look at one team and say that they really have a huge advantage over the other. Yeah, Nottoway Valley has been maybe a little bit more comfortable from time to time here in the first half. But Yeah, both teams have shown the ability to have those runs, and it's just going to be a matter of who's able to do it here at the end of the game, maybe.
You bet. Tied at 34, East Mills and Nottoway Valley here at halftime. Chris, we'll have the third quarter when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Telephone Company, serving the Atlantic area with cell phone service from iWireless, powered by Rolling Hills Communications. For more information of cell phone service by iWireless, call Messina Telephone Company at 712-590-7313 or visit their website at messinatelephone.com. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Atlantic Animal Health Center, where Dr. Leonard and the staff want to be a part of the love that you have for your pet. Give them a call today at 243-2121. Atlantic Animal Health Center, located at 1008 West 6th Street.
And welcome back now here to Atlantic High School, as this is the site for our Class 1A Substate Final here tonight between Nottoway Valley and East Mills. And we've decided nothing here so far other than these are two fun teams to watch, 34 all here at the end of the first half. And both teams have had their share of runs, as Jim talked about before the break. Nottoway Valley's been the team playing out in front a little bit more here throughout this first half. It's been East Mills making runs to get back into it here in this second half of play, but we've seen some interesting back and forth play, and we'll see if that carries over here into this third quarter. You got to imagine one team or both maybe will wear out a little bit here down the stretch just because of expending so much energy up and down the floor. We're ready to go. East Mills is going to have the ball here to start the second half. They'll be working from right to left here as we start it. We sit on the scorer's table side of the gym here at Atlantic High School. And the Wolverines will have it outside. Here's Logan Curran. He's back in there. He turned an ankle late there in that first half, but he looks all right as he's back in there. He put that one up short. Got his own rebound. The putback also no good, though, as he just was off the mark. And the rebound here to Nottoway Valley. Bauer will run it back the other direction now here as they bring it up the floor. Kleimesser, he goes baseline, gets around the defender. The layup on the run just falls off. It was a little bit too strong. And East Mills gets it back. So each team missing a close one here to start things off in the second half. Schaefer out front with the basketball. He'll throw it right side. That's over there to Story. Now they get it in the middle. Here's Wiederquist dumping it back outside to Story. Pump fake a drive. A kick across to Schaefer. Schaefer outside will cross over. Stop. Dump it back out here to Barney. Now back up top to Curran. Back left side. Schaefer puts it on the deck. Will drive into the lane. Runner on the way. That's off the back iron. No good. Rebound tapped out and saved by Nottoway Valley. Lamb just able to save it and dump it back in. Grantham grabbed it and fired it over to Bauer. Now left side, Plymesser on the wing. He pump fakes, now kicks it back to Bauer. Bauer's going to get a screen. He'll decide to kick it across instead to Grantham. Grantham down low to Plymesser. Turns, bouncer across, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by East Mills. It is the starting lineups here for both teams to start the second half. For East Mills, Jacob Schaefer, Logan Curran, Michael Story, Gabe Barney, and Keegan Wiederquist. For Nottoway Valley, Jackson Lamb, Zach Plymesser, TJ Bauer, Caleb Mueller, and Delson Grantham. Nottoway Valley, the inbound from underneath. They work it around to the left side. Plymesser tried a three, missed it. Rebound pulled down by Schaefer. East Mills back the other direction. They wear those dark green uniforms with the white lettering and the white and black trim. Now a long one pulled up there by Curran. That's a two just inside the line. Logan Curran's got 9 points now. And 36-34, East Mills takes advantage. Plymesser now will kick it across to Bauer for Nottoway Valley on the arc. A pump fake, a stop, a shot at the elbow, dances around, falls off the rim, no good. A rebound pulled down by Gabe Barney. East Mills back up the floor here. Schaefer outside will drive to the right. Backs it back out now here, working against Lamb. He spins, dumps it off. Barney open at the free throw line and knocks down that jumper. Gabe Barney's got five now, and it's 38-34, a four-point lead for East Mills. Up top now, Bauer for Nottoway Valley. Pump fake. Now he'll put it on the deck. Goes left side through traffic all the way in, and a lay-in good. Just forced his way to the hole that time.
And he kept the ball up high so the little guys couldn't swat it away.
Curran now back the other way here for East Mills. Throws it right side over to Schaefer. Schaefer, the long three is good. Caleb Schaefer, his first outside shot of the game, and it's 41-36, East Mills. Kleimesser on the other end now for Nottoway Valley, up top to Lamb. Lamb will put it on the floor, crosses over, goes left, dumped down low, nice pass underneath, and the lay-in good there by Grantham.
Yeah, real good pass. Put it right where Grantham could turn and have his body where he could block out that defender behind him there at the basket.
Back the other way, Curran's going to pull up for a three left side, and he hits it. Logan Curran with the outside bomb, and it's 44-38 East Mills. Now Lamb driving on the other end. He'll run one in and float it up, and it gets it to rattle home. Back and forth we go here in this track meet, 44-40. East Mills has the lead. Right side over to Story. Back up top, Schaefer. Schaefer will put it on the floor. He'll drive in. Running floater is good. Schaefer with a tough one on the run down the right side of the lane, and it's 46-40. Now Bauer in traffic will dump it back outside over to Plymester. They go on the left wing, and now a foul underneath. East Mills going to get whistled for foul, pushing there down low. That's going to be against Gabe Barney, his second. Meyer checks back in now here for East Mills. Also,
they're going to leave Barney in and bring Curran out instead.
46-40, East Mills the lead. Inbound now for Nottoway Valley. A three ball here by Bauer. That's just off the mark. Long rebound comes to Meyer. 4 minutes left to go, third quarter. East Mills leading by six with the basketball. Jacob Schaefer, long three way outside. That was from outside the volleyball stripe. Missed it short. Rebound here, Nottoway Valley. Back the other way, a block. And a foul as well as they went up for the shot. Lamb got fouled by Story. Wiederquist came across and blocked the shot. So Story will pick up his second, and Jackson Lamb will head to the free throw line here for a pair.
Well, these teams moving up and down the floor like their sneakers are on fire.
And there's no lack of getting up in the air either. Both of them really rising and flying all over the place. Lamb missed the first free throw. He's got one more coming here as his team trails by six. And now make it five as he makes the second. 46-41, 3:47 left to go here, third quarter. Inbound, Story got bumped. They get away with that one. They'll give it back now over to Schaefer. Schaefer crossing over, throws it in the middle here to Wiederquist. Taken out of his hands. Mueller looked like he had the strip, but they're going to call him for the foul instead. Caleb Mueller was waiting right behind him.
That's a tough call. It was a line drive pass right in the hands of Wiederquist, but he got the ball away from his body. And right there was Mueller. He just ripped it right out of his hands. But they hit him for the foul.
Curran back up off the bench here. He'll replace Barney. You can tell Curran just a slight hobble there from that ankle he turned in the first half. He's been able to deal with it pretty well, but you can tell he's a little bit leaning to the other side. Inbound now here for East Mills. They'll lob it across here to Curran on the left wing. He has it out there against Bauer. He'll skip it across now over to Story. It was tipped, but he catches it. Now Wiederquist the high post. Back outside Schaefer. Behind the back dribble. Runner from the free throw line. Missed everything. Rebound pulled down by Grantham. Grantham will throw it up the floor to Plymesser out on the wing. Now he'll dump it back out top to Bauer. Bauer going against Curran. Will cross over. Stop there. Back it back out. Now dump it across over to Mueller. Mueller catches it. Lobs it down underneath. Right on the block. And a nice job there by Grantham to catch, gather himself, and put one in. Three-point game, 46-43. East Mills on top. Nottoway Valley coming right back at him. Story now with it on the outside here for East Mills. He'll dump it inside. A Wiederquist turns, rattles that one home. He rolled that one through, and it's 48-43, East Mills. Now Lamb working against Story. Gets the foul call here on the floor before a shot. Story's going to pick up his third. Lamb with a nice quick crossover to get by him on the right side, and Story with the body bump. He'll check out now as Travis Tupper, the 5'8 senior, comes back in. 2:42 left to go, third quarter. 48-43, East Mills on top of Nottoway Valley. Nice inbound play. They got it outside, right back down underneath the Bowery. Missed it, got it back, went back up now, and is fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two.
Yeah, Wiederquist got the first one with those long arms, but then everybody was trying to swat at it that second time around.
And it's going to be Jacob Schaefer picking up his first foul. And T.J. Bauer now here at the free throw line. First free throw up and good. One more coming now here for Bauer. Up with the second free throw, and that rolls through. T.J. Bauer makes them both. Inbound pass, Curran in trouble. He's able to dribble out of the pressure, though. Gets now across. Oh, they're going to give a block call here against Flymesser as he tried to cut off Curran. Curran was trying to force his way down the sideline, and he gets the call. So Flymesser will pick up his second. 2:30 left to go, third quarter. Inbound pass now here for the Wolverines. They'll dump it in. The East Mills Wolverines, that is. Here's Jacob Schaefer out front. 2-3 zone here, shifting by Nottoway Valley. A pass right side, and now a timeout going to be taken here by East Mills. They want to talk things over. 2:23 left to go here in this third quarter. 48-45 East Mills. Full timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. El Rancho Grande in Atlantic, the best Mexican food in town. Come enjoy your favorite Mexican or American food with family and friends in a relaxed atmosphere. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, enjoy their drink specials. That's El Rancho Grande, 500 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Wickman Chemical boosts yields and profits on your farm. Contact Wickman Chemical to cover your fertilizer, chemical, grass, seed, and tiling needs. For high return, low cost inputs, call Wickman Chemical today.
Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company has provided telecommunications services to Griswold, Elliott, Lewis, Lyman, and Grant since 1946. We are proud to be a locally owned company.
Back here after the timeout here for East Mills, they have the basketball and they'll work it around the perimeter. Curran pump fake to the right side, decided to take a three from the top of the key and missed it. Rebound underneath here by Grantham. Nottoway Valley back the other way. Lamb pulls up for a three in transition. He missed it. Rebound Schaefer. Schaefer snuck in along the baseline to grab that one. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 48-45. East Mills the lead here. They've had the lead here in this third quarter. Drive left side. Schaefer, he'll kick it back across. Three-pointer on the way out there by Tupper. That's no good. Short. Rebound comes out long. Bauer able to control it. Tupper still going at him. Made him lose the ball, but Lamb there to pick it back up. Lamb now will cross over against Tupper on the other end. He'll dump it back now here to Mueller, a three ball. That's good. Caleb Mueller gets the triple. And we're knotted back up now here at 48 apiece. Back and forth we go. Nottoway Valley able to tie it back up. Down low underneath. Wiederquist will dump it back outside. Here's a drive, a kick out. Tupper pump fakes. Now back to Schaefer. Cross they go to Curran. Curran puts it on the floor. Back up top, Tupper. Tupper back to Curran on the left wing. Tupper, he steps in. Shot was partially tipped away. Blocked that time. Taken away here by Nottoway Valley. Lamb came up with the ball. He gets it off to Bauer. Bauer out top with it. Guarded by Curran. As the Wolverines here, East Mills able to knock it away for a moment. They dump it back out. Now to Bauer. He slides in. Scoop shot on the run. No good. Rebound tapped out. Tupper comes up with it. He'll run his way up the floor here quickly. All the way in the lane and underneath the basket. He missed it, but he got hit, they say. And he'll go to the line here to shoot two as Grantham gets called for the foul.
Reaching in from behind. You're going to get that call just about every time.
Unfortunate because Tupper was out of control. He might not have been able to make that one.
It was a tough couple of trips for Grantham on the offensive side. He was way ahead of everyone. He was screaming for the basketball, but his teammates didn't see him. And then on the other side, he picks up the foul.
Tupper misses the first free throw, so he can't take the lead back yet. He's got one more shot at it. Mueller's going to check out. Mason Clark could have checked back in now here for Nottoway Valley. Free throw on the way here for Tupper. He rattles that one home, and East Mills back on top by one. 34 seconds to go, third quarter. T.J. Bauer out front, crossing over here, working against Curran. He'll dump it over now right side to Lamb. Lamb, cross back to Bauer. They play catch out top. Looks like they're willing to run some clock down here, maybe take a last shot. Bauer, 16 seconds to go in the quarter, hanging on to it. 13 seconds now. down to 10. Now he'll start things up. He's just going to pull up and take a three. Missed it. Rebound, Wiederquist. He'll run the other way. Right side over to Tupper. He gets his shot blocked. Wiederquist catches it, turns, banks it. It rattles out, no good. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. East Mills has a one-point lead, 49-48, as we head to the fourth quarter. Jim Field will have the call coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Ryman's Interiors in Atlantic is your full-service furniture store. You'll find beautiful bedroom, dining, and living room sets. Stop in to browse through their gallery and check out their many accessories for your home. Ryman's Interiors in Atlantic on the east edge of town. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply in Atlantic today. The Cass County Recycling Center, reminding you to do your part to preserve the environment and recycle. Just think how much lighter that garbage bag could be. Cass County Recycling Center and you working together to secure a future for our families.
Been one of those games here tonight. Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Man, do we love it.
This is fun.
49-48, East Mills leads Nottoway Valley as we go to the fourth quarter. Nottoway Valley with the ball first. It's T.J. Bauer off the inbound, bringing it here near side. He'll leave it for Lamb. Dumps it low. Grantham trying to post underneath, and they're going to hit him for traveling. Somebody got a hand on the ball, knocked it free. They're going to hit him for steps down low before he could get up the shot, and the ball will turn over. Each of these possessions could become critical here in this ball game down the stretch. As Schaefer brings it to the front court for East Mills. Pass far side, knocked out of bounds as Kleinmesser got in front of the pass, knocked it away from Story. East Mills basketball, they'll inbound. Schaefer out top, crossover, drives the lane. Now turns and fires it back out. It was tipped. Curran up with it. Now he'll step back and try one from distance, and that's good. Nope, it's a two-point basket. Logan Curran with the bucket, three-point lead for East Mills, and we get a timeout asked for by Nottoway Valley. 7:28 to go in the fourth. 51-48, East Mills leads Nottoway Valley. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best internet service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Valley Mutual Insurance in Atlantic encourages you to have your insurance coverages reviewed by their friendly, professional staff. It could paint a brighter picture for your future. Give them a call today at 243-4392. Valley Mutual Insurance in Atlantic. At Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, they're dedicated to agriculture. They offer many agricultural services to fit your growing needs. Visit any of their knowledgeable loan officers at any of their 10 locations to learn how they can help you succeed.
Here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium, 51-48, East Mills, the lead over Nottoway Valley. Wolverines of Nottoway Valley have the basketball coming back out of the timeout. Left side, Kleinmesser with it. He'll lob it on the backside to Grantham, who goes up high. The head fake, the shot was tipped, and we got a foul call inside. Wiederquist curled back, and he had him inside, and the foul going to go against Gabe Barney down low. That'll be his third. Story has three, Barney has three for East Mills. Nobody else with more than two for either team. To the free throw line goes Grantham. He'll get a chance to shoot a couple here for Nottoway Valley, and the first one is good. Might as well stand up now. It's going to be one of those ball games where we're going to have to see over the crowd here eventually. Second one by Grantham is also good. He drops them both in. It's a one-point game again, 51-50. Curran up the floor with it. He'll run the offense out top this time for Nottoway, or for East Mills, as he'll leave it left side for Story. Story off the dribble, out top now Schaefer. Schaefer picked up one-on-one outside by Jackson Lamb. Good one-on-one matchup there. He'll drive left side, elevate, and leave it here in the corner. Barney back out to Schaefer. Schaefer left alone. Long three tries off the mark. Skims the rim, goes all the way out to the circle. Picked up by Curran. He'll fire up another try. No good from distance. Rebound Grantham underneath. Nottoway Valley back the other way now. 6:42 left to go fourth quarter. Oh, and a walking violation going to be called. T.J. Bauer took that slide step when he caught the pass, set the pivot foot, and then moved them both as he tried to give a little shake-and-bake move out here on the circle. Ball turns back to East Mills. Haven't had shake-and-bake in a long time. Now I'm hungry. Schaefer to the front court here for East Mills. He'll work it right side, crossover. Now curl out top and bring it back outside. Kerr in left side. He'll drive off the screen, spin, nowhere to go. Back outside it goes to Schaefer. Schaefer a little behind the back. It wasn't there. He'll bring it back outside. Lamb picks him up very closely. Lost the dribble, now leaves it for Story. Story picks up his dribble, needs some help now, and he'll leave it for Schaefer, who comes out top. 51-50, East Mills leading. Schaefer for East Mills driving the teardrop up and in. Schaefer with the floater down the lane, 53-50. T.J. Bauer back the other way, out left side. Plymesser open, three ball, new. Skims the rim, rebound inside, taken by Barney for East Mills. East Mills with a three-point lead in the basketball. So they work it to the front court. Schaefer out top with it. He'll bounce feed it in low. They try to get it to Wiederquist. Good defense. Now the shot blocked away from behind. Good elevation by T.J. Bauer as he swatted that ball out of bounds.
Yeah, Wiederquist lucky to get that pass. He had trouble scooping that one off the floor. It was almost stolen away. Then he's able to go up, but he was so far down low that they're able to size him up for the block.
David Schweitzer into the basketball game now for the first time here tonight for Nottoway Valley. He's a 5'6 junior. The inbound pass taken by Wiederquist in the lane on the high lob. Gets it to Schaefer. He drives baseline. Boy, he's surrounded down low, and he bangs it off of one of the Wolverines out of bounds. Got into no man's land inside. Wolverines of East Mills will get it back. They think. They'll lob it in high. Curran way outside. Goes up high to get it. So they beat the time clock. Now Curran, crossover into the lane, on the run, the running one-hander won't go, rebound inside, put back up, missed down low by Curran, got his own board, couldn't get it to go. Rebound to Nottoway Valley. Bauer, front court now for Nottoway Valley, gets a screen, lobs it here near side, whoa, Grantham goes sky high to get it, is able to keep his feet. Now hesitates, drives the baseline, feeds it back, short jumper, bank shot off the glass and good by Caleb Mueller. One-point game again, 53-52 the score. East Mills back up front court now. Schaefer out top with it. He's picked up outside by Schweitzer. East Mills basketball. Grantham right side. Stops on the curl. Elevates. Jumps it. Oh, it rings out from the elbow. Rebound by Grantham. 1 point game. 4.5 left to go. Schweitzer for Nottoway Valley. Out top. Now they get it to Mueller. He'll dump it down low and throw it away. He thought Schweitzer was 6'6", not 5'6". He threw that one way too tall past him. Jackson Lamb will check back in now for Nottoway Valley. Schweitzer will check out. Also for East Mills, Noah Meyer comes back into the game. It's a one-point lead for East Mills, 53-52. We have 4:25 remaining in this fourth quarter. East Mills walks it up the floor now with Schaefer. Schaefer stops. A long three try off the front. The rim, no good, but it'll stay with East Mills. It was tipped out of bounds by Nottoway Valley.
Well, he's not afraid to pull the trigger on those. And luckily, most of the time, those rebounds come out so long that they end up getting it back.
27, 28 feet. They inbound outside. Jacob Schaefer with a basketball. Head fakes, now drives, gets down the lane. Oh, his shot was blocked from behind. Getting up is Jackson Lamb. I got a hand on it. Ball rebounded now by the Wolverines of Nottoway Valley to the front court. Bauer out top, crossover, inside. Now goes left side. Grantham sets up for the three. No good. Rings out, and Curran got up high to get the rebound. Lamb hits the floor underneath. Curran will try to bring it up the floor. Ball tapped away from him. Now he'll feed it back here near side, and they'll break pressure. Story has it down the lane, left side. Oh, a shot swiped away inside by Grantham, and the ball taken out of the air by Plymesser. Up the floor, Bauer. Quickly posting down low. It was meant for Mueller. Tapped away by Wiederquist. And East Mills with the steal. Now Curran to the front court. He'll break pressure. 3:25 left in the fourth quarter. Man, going to be some tired kids here tonight. And we got a foul out front as Schaefer tried to go right. Lamb stepped in front of him. Picks up his third foul. Neither team is anywhere close to the bonus. That's just the fourth team foul against
Nottoway Valley. We've seen a lot of hands on knees and hands over heads down here. These guys starting to get wore out.
I'm tired watching them. Ball at center court, knocked out of bounds. Schaefer dribbled into traffic. He dribbled into that double team, and Kleimesser kicked it out of bounds. Basketball will stay with East Mills at center court. And now we're going to have a timeout asked for by East Mills. 3:15 left in the third quarter. 53-52. East Mills leads Nottoway Valley. This is just a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and leave it right here. The timeout situation looks like this. Each team has two left. Wolverines of East Mills still have a 30 remaining. With two timeouts left, set each of these teams up pretty well for this stretch run here tonight. It's been a very aggressive game. This might come right down to a final possession.
Yeah, it's the first half it was Nottoway Valley just kind of hanging on to that little bit of a lead. The second half, East Mills was able to start off with a little bit of run, and they've been hanging on to that just a little bit of a lead here for the most of the second half. And it's been fun to watch these two teams go back and forth. And yeah, it might be the last possession wins it here in this one.
Well, Nottoway Valley's had as big as a 9-point lead. That was at 17-8, but that disappeared in a hurry as East Mills came back to tie it at 20. For East Mills, their biggest lead here in the ballgame has been 6 points a couple of different times. Right now it's 1 point for East Mills, and they have the ball as we come back out of the break. Schaefer takes the inbound. Crosses over. Oh, he lost possession, and it's tied up, and the arrow will keep it with East Mills. Schaefer lost the dribble a bit. He just kind of laid to the floor with it. And right there was Jackson Lamb to tie him up. So East Mills will keep the ball, but that'll turn the arrow over now. So Nottoway Valley will have possession next time there might be something happen. Schaefer to the front court. They'll try to trap him again. Now he fires one down low. Ball batted away loose and picked up. Bauer got it. Long pass up the floor for Mueller. He lost it. Taps it back in bounds. Back to Bauer in the lane. He'll shuffle it underneath for Grantham. Oh, and he gets fouled trying to put the shot up underneath. Check that. It wasn't Grantham. It was Mueller. And he'll get free throws. Boy, again, like their sneakers are on fire trying to get that ball up the floor as quickly as possible.
Yeah, Jacob Schaefer went up there. He wasn't going to let him have that one. He just went up and came down on him on the block. He got the ball but got a lot of body too.
It's a second foul on Schaefer. Mueller at the line. He gets the first one to hit the front of the rim and crawl through. And we're tied at 53. Second try is no good, rebounded by Wiederquist. So we are all square now at 53, heading to the final 2 minutes and 45 seconds of the fourth quarter. Curran, right side, Wiederquist, inside the circle, goes baseline, back outside. A long three by Schaefer is good. He set up wide open for probably 25 feet on that right wing and buries it. It's 56-53 East Mills. Nottoway Valley, the ball outside. Kleimesser. With it on the circle. Back across now to Bauer. He'll elevate for three. No good. Front of the rim. Rebound. Grantham thought he got fouled over the back as he lost that rebound. Tapped away. And now East Mills up with it. Schaefer gets it across the half court line. He'll drive down the lane all the way to the rack. Dumps it on the bounce. And a foul call. That whistle came long before any contact was made. We've got a foul. It was a clean block from behind. As Wiederquist tried to go up for the shot, they're going to whistle the foul, though, against Delson Grantham. That'll be his second. And that will send Wiederquist to the free throw line here for East Mills. He'll get a couple. First one is good.
Yeah, that was a nice late pass there to get it over to Wiederquist at the last moment. But, yeah, that whistle came right as he started to jump in the air.
Second try by Wiederquist on the way, and that one is no good. Ball rebounds, tapped out of bounds. It'll stay with East Mills.
Mistake there by Delson Grantham. He tried to go for it instinctively and hit it out.
So a 4-point lead here for East Mills with 2:08 remaining. And they'll inbound. Ball taken right side. Schaefer grabs, turns, stops, guns, fires. Oh, an air ball. Came up short. Ball on the floor. Picked up now by Mueller. He'll fire it ahead. And Kleimesser up the left side, all the way to the rack, lays it up and in. Nobody picked him up. Zach Kleimesser put his head down, went hard, and lays it in. We're 57-53 East Mills. Back the other way, Schaefer goes baseline underneath the basket. Everybody grabbing at the basketball. Minute 45 left. Story outside with it now for East Mills. He'll leave it for Curran. Curran out on the circle. Now out to Schaefer. They may slow this down a bit. A lob now into the lane. Oh, a terrible pass. Stolen away by Mueller. A lob that was taken away. Now on the run. Oh, and the layup missed. by Bauer. Rebounded, however, by Lamb, and he gets fouled. He'll get two free throws.
Oh, man. Great job by Nottoway Valley to bounce it back and forth between each other down the floor. Bauer looked like he had a chance to get it up there and knock it down, but he just was a little bit too strong on it.
Going to whistle that foul on Jacob Schaefer. That'll be his third. Clock continue to run. They put 5 seconds back on. It's a minute 23 left now, and Jackson Lamb goes to the free throw line here. Shoot two for Nottoway Valley. First one is good. That gives him a chance to tie it here with a second one. Second try here by Lamb coming. And that one ties the game as he makes them both. So Lamb makes two.
Oh, wow.
And now we have a turnover.
They inbounded it. It came right to Schaefer. And right in front of him was Caleb Mueller. He just stood there, and Schaefer tried to shuffle to get around him. They end up colliding, but they called him for the travel.
Ball goes back to Nottoway Valley. A minute 20 left. We're tied at 57. See what the Wolverines of Nottoway Valley choose to do. Bauer dribbling out top. They don't look like they're making any aggressive moves toward the basket. They may want to just spread things out and try for the last opportunity here. We're down to 1 minute left to play in the fourth quarter. Bauer working outside, gets a screen, starts here to left, and now bring it back out. Curran tries to pick him up man on man. Now Plymesser with it. Back out top to Bauer, 45 seconds left. We're in the fourth quarter, tied at 57. Nottoway Valley with a basketball. Driving here, near side is Lamb. He stops, curls, goes back out. Now we'll turn and fire one up. And they say no. Do we have a timeout called from the bench or a floor? No, we have a foul on the floor. As he drove the lane and flipped one up, we're going to have Michael Story whistled for his fourth foul. It'll be on the floor, and that will put Nottoway Valley to the free throw line. That'll be the eighth team foul. So that will give Jackson Lamb a chance to shoot a free throw here with 37 seconds left. The front end of the bonus on the way. It is good. Lamb making some critical free throws here in the fourth quarter. He just made two to tie it. Now he makes one to put his team up. Second try coming now by Lamb. 37 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter. And the second one is good. And we're going to have a timeout asked for by Nottoway Valley. Two-point lead for Nottoway Valley. 37 seconds left. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Sanbothy Firestone, offering a complete selection of Firestone tires for your vehicle. They also offer alignments, lubes, oil filters, and batteries. That's Sanbothy Firestone, located on the east edge of Griswold on Highway 92. State Farm Insurance, Scott Jensen.
This is Scott Jensen, Southwest Iowa's newest State Farm agent. I'd like to introduce myself and all of the services that I can provide, protecting you and your family from auto to home, life to health, as well as taking care of all of your financial service and banking needs. So stop by my office at 204 West 7th Street in Atlanta.
For consumer and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts, visit First National Bank with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. For people who expect just a little more, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
59-57, Nottoway Valley with a two-point lead. 37 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. East Mills with the basketball as we come back out of the timeout. They'll dribble it up the floor from the backside. Four straight free throws by Jackson Lamb has put his team out front. East Mills now with the ball. Schaefer picks up the dribble, lobs it, Curran. Oh, he struggled with the ball. It's on the floor loose. It's going to be tied up. It'll be Nottoway Valley's basketball. They have the arrow with 23 seconds remaining.
Wow. How big was that earlier when Schaefer lost the dribble and lost the arrow?
And East Mills is going to ask for a timeout here. We'll keep it right here. It'll be a full timeout, but we'll just leave it here during this break. Yeah, that was a critical play earlier, about, I don't know, 2.5 minutes or so left here in this fourth quarter, whatever it was, when Schaefer, just dribbling the ball out front, got caught in a double team, lost the dribble, then lost the handle, just kind of fell on it, and they tied it up. It seemed kind of innocent at the time, but That turned the arrow over, and this now Nottoway Valley gets the basketball back here with just 23 seconds remaining.
Well, now obviously East Mill is going to have to try to foul here as soon as they can and hope that Nottoway Valley doesn't make two. You know, make one, you're still a one-possession game here.
Eight team fouls against East Mill, so Nottoway Valley will have the 1-1 if they get fouled. East Mills is not in the bonus yet, so that's not an issue for them right now. So Nottoway Valley will have to inbound in the backcourt, 23 seconds remaining. East Mills, of course, will pick them up full court. No pressure in the backside. They'll run a stack right in front of Bauer, who will inbound, and he'll get it inside to Lamb. Lamb will bring it up near side. They try to look for a trap. They'll fire it across to Bauer. Bauer off the dribble in the backcourt, still trying to get it across, and just does. Now the ball tipped, a high pass tipped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll turn over to East Mills.
Wow.
It was tapped in the air, and then Bauer went up high to get it. Wiederquist got a hand on it. Bauer went up to try to tap it to a teammate and slapped it out of bounds. 13 seconds remain in the ball game, and a timeout asked for by East Mills as they will get the ball back and perhaps a last chance at a tie or a win. This will be a 30-second timeout. That's all they have left. Nottoway Valley has one timeout remaining. East Mills just called its final timeout. So big finish coming here for one of these teams.
I mean, best-case scenario there for East Mills. They played for the trap, and we're going to play at least until Nottoway Valley got it across the timeline and try to work for that 10-second call, if nothing else. And then as they get it across, Bauer just makes the mistake of going up high and stopping right away to try to throw it, and they get up high enough to tip it, and then he knocks it out. So you get the ball back without any damage done on the scoreboard here, and a two-point game still.
Just two field goals here in the fourth quarter for Nottoway Valley, but they've been 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Well, see if somebody can be a hero for East Mills now as they'll get the ball. They'll have to inbound it three quarters of the court away. 13 seconds left. Here we go. Story will inbound. He'll bounce it to Curran, who takes it back. He'll have to run up the floor now. Down to 10 seconds. He gets across the timeline. Right side, they press the defense out top. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Curran, oh, blocking foul call. Doesn't matter. They're not going to the free throw line at this point. It just makes them have to inbound again. Got a blocking foul called over on that far side. There was no risk at that point. They had a foul left to give. They still haven't signaled the foul. There it is. It's going to be against Zach Plymesser. It'll be his third. 4.3 seconds on the clock. East Mills doesn't have any timeouts. They have to inbound. Logan Curran will inbound. Now the next foul would put East Mills to the free throw line. So they've given away the rest of their fouls, have Nottoway Valley. Curran looks to inbound. Out top, Story. He'll drive left side in the lane. The fall away up, no good. Rebound, grabbed up, put back up, and in, and it'll count! In just before the buzzer, and the basket will count. I believe it was Noah Meyer coming out of that scrum of players who went up high to get it. He rattles it around. It falls through just at the buzzer, and we are tied at 59.
Oh, man. What a finish.
Man alive, I didn't think there was enough time for a rebound and a putback, but obviously Noah Meyer thought differently. As he gets the putback, we are all square at 59, and we got bonus basketball for you here tonight in Atlantic in this 1A sub-state final. Now this is how postseason basketball is supposed to look.
Yeah. And he did a great job of catching that and just going right up with it. He barely tapped it. He just got his hands on it and put it right back up there. And it was dancing around on the rim. It hadn't gone through yet. One of the Wolverines caught the bottom of the net, too. So it would have been basket interference anyways and counted no matter what.
Yeah, it was just a matter of whether or not he got the shot off in time. And all the officials immediately signaled that it was good. So we're going to have overtime. Well, they'll put 4 minutes on the clock. That's what they do in boys. It's a four-minute overtime. And we'll have to get her started once again as they'll jump in the center circle.
So Wiederquist will go into the center circle here for East Mills against T.J. Bauer. And we'll get ready to jump things up here as Meyer stays on the floor for East Mills along with Curran, Story, Schaefer, and Wiederquist. It's Bauer, Plymesser, along with Mueller, Lamb, and also a Grantham out there for Nottoway Valley. They win the tip. They have control of the basketball here. Still working here from left to right. Out front, Lamb will dump it back outside to Bauer. Bauer now working out front against Curran. He'll cross over, stop. Lost the handle on it. Came right back to himself, and he took it away. No call there. And the dribble now here by Lamb. He'll give it off now to Mueller. Now Flymester has it out front. East Mills guarding pretty closely here. Now get it down on the block. Grantham the turn. The short flip, no good. Rebound. Wiederquist able to tap it to himself.
Both teams are in the bonus here at this point of the ball game as well.
East Mills up the floor. Yeah, 18 fouls here for East Mills. Steal. Jackson Lamb got it. Took it away from Schaefer. He'll go the other way. Missed the layup, though, short. And the rebound on the floor. And now we're going to have a foul. No, out of bounds on T.J. Bauer. He was laying on the end line as he tied it up.
Wow. We've seen that a few times here tonight where guys have taken off up the floor. And Lamb just got too far into the basket. Just laid it into the side of the rim. Easy opportunity there that disappears for Nottoway Valley.
3:03 left to go here in the overtime. 59 all still. No score yet here in this overtime period. Outside Curran now here for East Mills. He'll drive right side. Had it knocked away from behind. Wiederquist picked it up, though, and he's underneath the basket, and he'll get the lay-in. Wiederquist in the right spot at the right time. Back the other way now. Lamb driving in. He'll kick out. Mueller a three ball at the top of the key. In and out. No good. That was halfway down and back out.
That went as far in as it could without falling through the laces.
Curran now gets the rebound. He'll bring it up the floor for East Mills and bounce a pass off to Schaefer. Schaefer back across now to Story. Story with it out on the left side. He'll dribble back to the center circle. Way out front, guarded closely here. They come to pressure the guards. Schaefer now on the right wing. East Mills working some clock here, settling things down a little bit. Schaefer close to that right far sideline. 2:12 left to go in the overtime period. Now he'll dribble, get by him. Stop and fire one from 16. It's short. Rebound, Bauer.
Good block out by T.J. Bauer.
61-59 East Mills. Here comes Nottoway Valley back. Bauer, the duck under after the pump fake, but he missed it well short on the scoop. He tried to underhand it, and it ends up going out of bounds as diving for it was Grantham, but couldn't catch up to it.
Yeah, tried that duck under, the lean, the finger roll. It just came up short. Too much traffic inside.
So now the inbound here, and East Mills will bring it with Curran as Nottoway Valley pressures. Schaefer gets it across, puts it up ahead. Now to Meyer. Meyer the lob across down underneath the Wiederquist. Back to Story cutting in. He bobbled it, picks it back up, and now bounces it back outside. Curran pump fakes. Now pulls the trigger on a three. It's long. Rebound tapped around. We have a whistle and a foul call.
Yeah, it's going to be Wiederquist over the back. Yeah, he was way over the top. He's got those long arms, which can't reach that far. And, you know, these are the kind of things we've stayed away from most of the night because we haven't really had any bonus opportunities so much here tonight. But now this gives a free opportunity up the floor for Nottoway Valley to kind of settle themselves down and see if they can get this game tied back up again.
That was the second on Wiederquist. It's a 1-1 now here for Plymesser. Plymesser on the front end. No good. It dances out. So East Mills able to keep a two-point lead here as they get the rebound. 1:30 left to go in the game. 61-59, East Mills on top of Nottoway Valley. Now trapped and getting it away is Story over to Curran. Curran has it on the right side. They come to pressure the guards again here out front. Now a dribble by Schaefer, kicks it across to Story. Story back over now here to Schaefer. Schaefer, right side pass, Curran. Pump fakes down low, Wiederquist turning, spinning. Scoop pass off to Meyer, and he gets the bucket underneath. Noah Meyer gets the bucket, 63-59 East Mills. Now Lamb driving underneath the other side. Shot blocked out of bounds by Wiederquist. He was stumbling and tried to just flip one up there, and Wiederquist was right there on the block to go high and slap it out. Nottoway Valley keeps possession here, trailing by four now. 1 minute to go in the game. Inbound, lobbed and knocked away by Story, back out of bounds.
Right in front of Jackson Lamb, too, on the inbounds pass. He reached like he wanted to grab the loose ball, but he realized he was standing out of bounds.
Inbound now again. Now they get it to Bauer here in the corner. He'll dribble down towards the elbow. Stop and fire one from 15. Missed it. Plymesser went up high but couldn't gather the board and knocks it out of bounds. So East Mills gets the ball back with 53 seconds to go in this overtime period, leading 63-59. Inbound pass. Curran. And it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Lamb. He got in there to poke it away. They're really pressuring tightly here, trying to defend against this inbound. Story again to put it in. Waiting, looking for some help. Now forces it into Curran. He's trapped immediately. And now we're going to have a reach-in foul called here on Bauer. Nope. Standing out of bounds again. I don't know. He wasn't even close to being out of bounds. But they say that Bauer was touched the ball when he was standing out. So East Mills just inbounding again. Inbound for Story. He'll lob it in now, this time to Schaefer. He's trapped. He's able to dribble out of it, though. Out of the pressure, up ahead to Curran. 46 seconds to go. Now he's trapped. He'll get it back out to Schaefer. Now they're just wasting time. Schaefer will dribble around in a circle back out towards the top of the key. No fouls yet here by Nottoway Valley. Schaefer now trapped, and they're going to call a timeout. And East Mills will get the timeout call. It'll be a full timeout here with 33 seconds left to go. We'll take a quick break listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Geis Perry Jewelry, the jeweler of choice for all of your jewelry needs. Geis Perry Jewelry in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Geis Perry Jewelry for now and forever. See Tammy Cullen at Cullen & Associates in downtown Atlantic for life and health insurance, Medicare supplements, annuities, plus farm, home, and auto insurance. Cullen & Associates, 315 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Your entire family leads an active lifestyle. The Family Vision Center has eyewear to fit your personal taste and lifestyle, from safety to fashion design, UV sunglasses, and more. Stop in and see the staff at the Family Vision Center today.
Back here after the timeout taken by East Mills. They have the basketball here at midcourt. They'll inbound with a four-point lead and 34 seconds to go. Inbound to Schaefer in the backcourt. He'll dribble here to the left side of the floor. Stop, he's trapped there. A reach in and no call yet. And now we have a reach in and a tie. They're trying to get the tie up, and Lamb's called for the foul. He'll get his fourth foul picked up, and we'll walk to the free throw line here for Jacob Schaefer in the 1-1. That's the 17th foul here against Nottoway Valley. It's taken a while to get there, but Wolverines now with a chance here to extend their, East Mills Wolverines a chance to extend their four-point lead, and the front end is good. Schaefer makes the first. He's got one more coming. Noah Meyer going to check out now here as Gabe Barney comes back in for East Mills. 26 seconds on the clock. 64-59 East Mills over Nottoway Valley in overtime here. At Atlantic High School, and the second free throw knocked down by Schaefer. He makes them both. Up the floor quickly now here. 6-point trailing for Nottoway Valley. Bauer the three, rims out. Rebound put back is no good underneath there by Grantham. Rebound scooped out along the sideline by Schaefer, and he's going to try to dribble away, and now Bauer fouls him, and Schaefer will go back to the free throw line. TJ Bauer with that three try in transition was in and out again. Now would have cut it to a 3-point game.
Now he only needs, if he makes his first free throw, you can pretty well finish off the ball game with 12 seconds left. That'd make it a 3-possession game.
And the front end is good by Jacob Schaefer. The 5'9 senior has made three straight here in this overtime period.
And he's had a big second half in overtime here.
Second free throw by Schaefer. This one's no good. Rebound there by Grantham. He'll run up the floor. 10 seconds to go. Bauer stops, pulls out a long three. It's good. TJ Bauer gets the three. Nottoway Valley will go ahead and take a quick timeout here. 66-62, just 6 seconds left to go here in the game. We'll go ahead and keep it right here, but we're about wrapped up here in this one. It's a 4-point game. Just a few seconds left now here for Nottoway Valley, so highly unlikely you're going to be able to get your two possessions you need here. But boy, back and forth game was a saving shot at the buzzer by Noah Meyer that sent this one to the overtime, and East Mills took control of that momentum into the overtime period.
Yeah, they really have, and credit Jacob Schaefer, the 5'9 senior point guard. He's done a whale of a job here in the second half as he's got 15 points here in the game. 13 of those here in the second half of the basketball game. He's really had a good second half and stepped up when his team needed him, not just to handle the basketball, but also to make and create shots.
He hit that big three late in the fourth quarter that it got him up there for a moment before Nottoway Valley had rallied back and taken the lead. And then, of course, the late bucket by Noah Meyer to send it into overtime off of a miss. It just went in as time expired, and now East Mills will inbound here. East Mills set to inbound. They get it in. Oh, Schaefer was standing on the end line when he caught it, and it's going to be Nottoway Valley basketball.
Yeah, but if this should be it, though. They're going to inbound the basketball. If they make a basket and don't foul to give them a four-point play, they're just going to let the time run out because nobody has any timeouts left.
We'll have to inbound it. Feimesser will take a three off the inbound. He hits it, and they call a timeout here for Nottoway Valley.
I don't think they have any. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, they did have a timeout remaining. My mistake. They did have one timeout remaining plus the extra one you get for overtime. So they did have an opportunity. I overlooked that.
Yeah, Nottoway Valley and East Mills had already taken their extra timeout here in the overtime period a little bit ago. Nottoway Valley did have one left, yeah, and then they take their extra one they get here in overtime as Flymesser drilled that one there from the corner off of the inbound. And it is now back to a one-point game, 66-65, so East Mills has to get the ball in here.
Well, now I can tell you neither team has a timeout remaining. That is it. Nottoway Valley had one left over from regulation. You get an extra one. Each team gets one extra one in the overtime period, and they've both used them all now.
So East Mills leading by a point, 66-65. A couple of threes here late by Nottoway Valley to give themselves an opportunity. And now the inbound here will come for the Wolverines. Inbound pass, and they're going to lob it way up the floor. Meyer able to catch it down the floor. He just hangs on to it. Bauer comes and fouls him with 1 second left on the clock.
Well, that's one of those situations where you'd probably be better off catching the ball and just toss it way up high in the air. Time will run out before it comes back down.
Yeah, he held on to it. He's fouled by Bauer, who picked up his second. But it is the 1-1. It's just the ninth team foul here, so Meyer is still kind of in a pressure spot here because there is a second left. So Nottoway Valley could have a chance to lob the ball up the floor, still get a shot here at the buzzer. So these are big free throws still. 66-65, East Mills on top here with 1 second showing on the clock. 1-1 here for Noah Meyer.
It would actually be best for him to make both of them for Nottoway Valley.
First one off the back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bauer. He lobs one way up the floor. Off the side of the right side of the backboard, and that'll do it. Yeah, they catch the ball there, and time runs out on them almost as they catch it and try to get it up the floor. Bauer launched one way up the floor from about midway through the lane, and it hit the right side of the backboard, and that'll do it as East Mills wins a thriller here tonight at Atlantic High School in this 1A sub-state final, 66-65. About had it all here in this one. We'll take a break, come back and wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. CRS Mechanical, located just outside of Oakland in the Oakland City Park. Give CRS Mechanical a call at 712-741-5600 for all your fabrication, including building handrails and stairs and water jet cutting needs. At CRS Mechanical, just outside Oakland, Iowa. Crystal clear water. There's nothing quite like pure, refreshing water. And when you want the best, your water is crystal clear. Available in handy 20-ounce to 5-gallon bottles. Stop by Hy-Vee or call Jim and Sherry Kahn at 769-2581. Delivery and cooler rentals available. Crystal clear water. Drink to your health. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Welcome back here to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Class 1A sub-state final, and East Mills wins a thriller here in overtime, 66-65 over Nottoway Valley. And this game had just about everything here in this one. As it down the stretch, teams went back and forth. We're really throughout the game back and forth with runs. East Mills kind of controlled most of that second half as far as just being ahead by a point or two for a good chunk of that second half. But then it was Nottoway Valley getting ahead towards the end. But a late tip-in off of a miss by Noah Meyer sent it to overtime at 59-all. And then East Mills able to get up in the overtime period. A couple of late threes in desperation by Nottoway Valley got him right back within a point. But then he got the inbound to Noah Meyer. He gets fouled and misses it. And then a lob up the floor by Bauer off the mark, off the glass. And that does it here in this one as East Mills wins a game that was... whole lot of fun here tonight.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was it was fun all the way down the stretch. And then a little bit more, too, as East Mills hangs on for the victory. Yeah, we talked about that first half. It seemed like they were the team always falling behind and having to try to play catch-up. In the second half, they turned the tables. They were the ones that were typically ahead in the second half. In fact, I don't think the Ottawa Valley ever had a lead in the second half. I'm trying to remember back. I made a few notes. They tied it a few different times, but I don't think they ever got a lead in that second half. If they did, it wasn't more than a point.
I believe once, maybe. Yeah, a point.
And East Mills just kept stretching things out just a little bit. It got to tied at 53, and then East Mills scored four straight to make it 57-53. And, Nottoway Valley came back, took a two-point lead at 59-57 before, of course, East Mills came back to tie it with that last-second basket. So, obviously, they had a two-point lead at that point and tied it at 59 at the end of regulation. And, the big opportunities. I was just looking at some of the numbers here that we typically look at. And, you know, one of the things that really benefited East Mills here in the ballgame tonight, they didn't get a ton of production off the bench, but they outscored Nottoway Valley 14-0 on the bench here tonight. So those extra points you get from the guys coming in to help out really made a difference. Noah Meyer gave him the most. He had 10 points off the bench here tonight, including that key basket, the rebound and the putback, just as time was expiring in the regulation to send this one into overtime and give East Mills the opportunity to advance.
Yeah, great play there at the end. It was tough to tell. You know, those plays are so close sometimes they're at the buzzer, but the long outside shot was missed, and then it rattled around, came right off in a position where Meyer could go up, just grab it, and